I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coming up, we got a great show planned for you guys today. PWO is back again. I'm going to split this up into two parts probably. So we're going to have first part, Chandler, Luke, and I are going to come on. And we're going to talk about Clash at the Castle, how great of a pay-per-view that was, and other little WWE news that's been going on. And then part two, make sure you guys check that out as well. We're going to be talking about AEW All Out and all the crazy shit that is going on with CM Punk and company. So it's going to be good. Make sure you guys check us out. Follow us on our socials, PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. And yeah, let's get into the show. Blaine, send us on the way. Everybody, and welcome to another edition of wait a second, you hear that music? That's PWO's music, damn it! Oh my goodness, we're doing another PWO. It's the big dog Chasey J, joined alongside my boys. We got producer Luke.
Hey yo. Luke.
Hey yo, how the hell are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh man, I'm loving it. I love PWO pods. We did great on the last one. Hopefully we can do good again. And then we also are joined by the Chandy man himself, Chandler London. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing? Doing good?
Doing good. Chilling. Good. Chilling. I got my new, you like my new office area?
I do.
I'm in the conference room, all these people walking past me thinking I'm fucking insane. They're going to escort me out of the building.
That's all right.
But man, me and Luke were talking before the pod. We are in, I think, a revolutionary time in wrestling. I think we're in a golden era 2.0, basically, of like Monday Night Wars. But it's not Monday Night, it's just every night wars, basically. We had AEW All Out this weekend, and also we had Clash at the Castle. Both pay-per-views I enjoyed. What about you guys?
For the first time in a long time, oh yeah.
It was a great weekend for wrestling, that's for sure.
Hell yeah. And I was surprised by it, because I'm like, man, think about a weekend that I enjoyed, like, multiple different wrestling mediums, you know? I can't think of one. This was, like, the first one in a while. And, like, Clash of the Castle, I didn't have big hopes for it. But, damn, did it perform.
It turned
did
out
well.
Good. Yeah, it's that Triple H era for you.
Oh, Triple yeah. H era. It began. It began, and I'm ready for it. So you guys want to start with Clash of the Castle?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, bet. Well, Clash at the Castle, as we said, was this weekend in Wales. I learned
just 20 minutes ago that in Wales they speak Welsh. I didn't know where the fuck Wales was. I thought Wales was an animal, but that place was awesome. That place was awesome. That was cool. They led off the night with a six-woman tag match with Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair, and Asuka versus the Damage Control.
Asuka.
Fuck it. I don't care. I didn't care about this. Asuka, yeah. I've been watching a lot of Clone Wars, so maybe that's why I said it. Versus Damage Control, which was Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky, right?
Io Sky. There you
Dude,
go.
Dude,
it's all good, big dog. It's all good.
We also talked off camera. I don't give a shit about Dakota Kai or the Sky Girl anymore. I just don't think they're that good wrestlers. But, yeah, this led off the night. Bayley, she got the pin over Bianca at the end, which was shocking to me. I didn't see that coming.
Well, that's big because she pinned the champion.
Yeah. So what's our thoughts on this Damage Control team that Bayley's assembled since she's came back? Luke, let's start with you.
I like it because it pushes other women talent to challenge them, but it's hard also because you got to have a three-woman tag match. You got to also kind of combine three different women to fight them. So
yeah,
we'll see where it goes with it.
Jan?
At first it was mind blowing to me just because they brought Bayley back and then they re-signed the other two. So it was just kind of like a shock, and I like it, but I don't know. I guess I just got to see what they're going to do with them. I felt like they did the right thing. Them getting the win. I feel like there was no other way you could have done that. If you want to build them up, they had to have gotten that win. I mean, I thought the match was pretty solid. It was a good opener. So
it had a good finish.
I like them.
I mean, I was also telling Luke, because, I mean, shit, the first 15 minutes, it wasn't, I don't even know the match was that long. First 5 minutes of the match, I was like, this is already dragging. I get it's the opener, but I was expecting a little more. But Bianca Belair came out there, and damn, I'm really becoming a Bianca Belair fan. I was telling Luke as well before the pod, I think she hopped Charlotte as my favorite women's wrestler right now.
I like her a lot. How much they've propelled her up over these last 2 years, they've done really good with her.
You were the first one to tell me about her. You were the first one. You're like, nah. Because I remember I was like, her character's kind of bland. And you're like, dude, she's good. She's great in the ring.
Yeah, she's, I don't know. She's kind of coming to her own. I've liked her a lot since the beginning. But she's, I'm liking what they've done with her. They've made her look very strong.
Yeah,
but
all right.
In a good way.
Any more on this six-woman stag match? We can just kind of leave it at that.
Go on to the next one.
It was a good opener. It was.
And
I mean, it's just setting up this future rivalry with Bayley
Bianca.
Yep.
You know, which I mean, how long do we think this rivalry is going to go? You think this is a?
I could see it being done either by or before Survivor Series.
I would expect Bianca to hold it till Mania, right? Who else is going to take it off her?
I don't
Bayley,
know.
If Blair comes back. If we see Sasha and Naomi come back,
yeah,
we don't know
they're deciding to come back.
Yep.
Yeah, and we don't know either because Triple H is in charge now, so we might not get the Charlotte treatment anymore, where Charlotte's winning 16 titles before she's 30 years old.
Right.
I think Triple H still likes Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too.
She was in his WrestleMania entrance. So.
Oh, that's right. She was.
Oh, look at Luke bringing up the facts.
I think he still likes her.
Okay, let's go to the next match. We have Walter versus Sheamus. I refuse to call him Gunther. Gunther's just
Gunther,
weird.
Baby.
Gunther,
honestly,
I still have not adjusted to it.
I hated it until I just, every week whenever the announcers say it, it just sounds good to me now. I actually don't mind it.
The thing is it sounds better than Walter, but I've already committed to Walter. I think Walter's a horrible fucking wrestling name. Walter! Here comes Walter! I feel like that's like a created character I made when I was seven. He's a 7'3", you know, freaking dude with American flag all over him. That's what Walter is. But Gunther versus Sheamus. Did you guys saw Gunther's entrance, didn't you?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I got chills.
I did too, actually.
That was really good. That was really good.
I think they brought back the one. I don't know who the two
guys
are.
Yeah, they brought back the
Imperium, whatever it is.
Yeah, they
reunited them.
Imperium, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more about Imperium as a stupid guy that doesn't know much about Imperium.
Well, that's honestly, that NXT, what is it, UK, I think?
Yeah, they were in the UK.
Yeah.
I like them, especially as a backup for Gunther. I think that's like a, remember when William Regal had his little stable back when he was Intercontinental Champion. That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, it was. This was match of the night for me. That was amazing.
It was a hard hitting match.
So good.
This is also. I just put this in too because I have to say I want Sheamus and Gunther to be a tag team one day because these two are like those. They're not like the super big guys like you know Amos or Strowman, but they are like big guys where they're like built like Triple H, but they move like an AJ Styles. You know, and I always forget how good Sheamus is in the ring, and he always surprises me. Because this was another match where I was like, I went into it, and I was like, I think it'll be okay. But damn, the people went more nuts for this match, other than the main event. This was the second highest pop that what happened throughout that night. Mm-hmm. They were feeling Gunther versus Sheamus. Gunther won. Chandler, you said match of the night. Why is it match of the night? What stood out to you on this?
Oh, it was just I don't know how long they were able to go out there and do it, just how hard hitting it was, and they did everything they said they were going to, like the build up for it, and then also side note, how much Triple H is trying so hard to elevate these mid card titles. I love it so much.
Yep,
he's doing such a well so far. It's awesome, and like this had a big match feel to it with the like 2-3 weeks of build up, and it felt good. It hit hard. It was awesome. And put Sheamus back in there, showing everybody what he's capable of. In case anyone forgot, he's awesome. Gunther's freaking—he's I love how they're building him up. Let him have a long, lengthy reign with it and everything. Build him up like he could be a big, like heel champ one day. And it was just—it was—I don't know—it was a good match. It felt like these guys just wanted to rip each other apart. Oh, they did so good with it. It was great. It was my favorite match of the night for sure.
Luke,
I was gonna say it felt like an APA match. Just going out there whooping some ass.
Just
you know
whipping
what I mean?
Ass. They were beating the shit out of each other.
They were. Did you see Sheamus's chest?
Sheamus's chest is always like that. He's fucking bleach white, though.
He is. But people always, like, I feel like people always discredit, especially the fans discredit Sheamus and, like, The Miz. And, like, if those are two guys, if you need them to go out there and put on a match, they will go out there and put on that match for you.
Yeah.
And they will deliver.
Those guys are important,
for sure.
Too.
Yeah.
Horses for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I think, honestly, Chandler, you're probably right. This was probably the best match on the card.
It wasn't the only good one to me, but it was my favorite. It was good.
I like what Triple H is doing, too. You said about the mid-card. It got chills going through my spine because I was like, dude, when's the last time we had a good mid-card?
It's bringing relevance back to the IC title and the U.S. title with Bobby.
I think that's like... I mean, I know Gunther and Lashley were champion before Vince got the kick, right?
Yeah.
But now
it
kind of
like
feels
right at the end.
Yeah, it feels like these guys are more like established now. You know, like it seems like they've taken a step up, both Lashley and Gunther, to where now it's like, holy shit! Like Triple H is, like you said, he's really, really pushing the mid card. I think this is great for business. Great for business. Next match. Unless anybody has anything else on Walter, or not Walter, Gunther versus Sheamus.
Oh,
no, good.
Okay. Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler. They played that arm angle out the ass in this match. Liv Morgan, she won. She beat Baszler. Baszler's been buried since she came in, or since that loss at WrestleMania, she's been buried.
I think actually since she went up to main stage.
Yeah.
NXT, she was really good.
Yeah, she was
so good.
She could have been one of the top girls. I mean, honestly, you could have did the same thing that Bayley's doing with damage control, and you could have did that with Baszler. I would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she's the friend of Rousey, so.
Yeah.
She just beat Rousey, so I think that's why that got set up to where it's her versus Baszler.
And you had that arm angle that they played the whole match. And listen, I'm fine with playing the angles like, oh, Triple H got hit by a car. His back turned. He can't suplex Goldust anymore. You know, I get that. I get it. It's a part of it. But I don't like every aspect of the match being the arm angle. Like, every single thing was the little, you know, Ronda messed her up at SummerSlam. It's like, okay, I get it. I understand. But I didn't like that part of the match. This was a beer match to me. And a snooze fest. This was maybe the worst. I like the six-woman tag match over this.
I was going to say, I like the opener more than the women's or the SmackDown women's title match. It was just, I don't know. I liked seeing, because I think what have they been saying? Like, Liv Morgan's been training with Matt Riddle a lot more lately to, like, improve her in-ring skill and stuff. So, I mean, like, it showed to me, like, some of the stuff she was pulling out during the match and everything.
Yeah. But,
like, yeah, they played that arm angle all the time whenever Rousey did that all the way back last month. And then just, I don't know. It was okay to me. It was just okay.
Yeah. I think I will give Liv a little credit because I do think she's improved, especially since she's been champ. You know, I think she's improved a lot. But it just feels too early on this shit. It feels way too early on Liv.
Kind of feels like a Kofi push, honestly.
It does feel a little like,
the championship.
A lot like that.
Like that fan push. That's all
it
is.
The social media push. The Twitter push. Specifically, that's the Twitter push. Because Twitter's always like, oh, you see this guy? Xavier Woods should beat Roman Reigns. It's like, shut the fuck up. I get it. He's great. He's a great wrestler. But you can't have Cesaro dethrone Roman Reigns when he's had, you know, two TV spots in a year. You know, like stuff like that. It kind of feels like, and what's this? This is also just kind of like the Kofi push where when she won it, huge shock, everybody excited. And now the longer the reign goes on, the more we're like, oh, I really
when
thought we were going to
realize that's not what they wanted.
Yep.
Like, and I really thought we were going to get a Brock end to the Kofi push with Liv when she was fighting Rousey. I think that would have been fine if Rousey won, but Rousey's not even over anymore. So I think this SmackDown women's division is kind of, it's going to be tough. Do you think they should just wait for, you know, somebody like Naomi or maybe, I don't even know, somebody to come back and take it off Liv, or is there anybody on the roster right now that we're for?
I say Flair. If she comes
Flair?
Back, give it back to Flair. Rousey, Flair again,
something.
Run that up. I just don't think there's anyone on that roster that can, like, that's worthy enough, besides Rousey.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have a lot of people that would be credible enough to beat Liv, but it's just, like, someone that deserves it, you know? Like, there's not – I don't know. The women's division feels like it just kind of fell flat because, like, although I am excited for Bayley and all them to be back, the shock value kind of just died down, and it just feels kind of bland again. Like, it doesn't feel like anything exciting is going on.
Now, hold on to my hand for a moment here. I'm going to take you guys through a journey here. I got an idea. Because I think, you know, Bianca Belair is a great champion. You need that second title to mean some shit, because right now it doesn't. What about Rhea? And make it a part of Judgment Day. Like, make it a Judgment Day thing. Judgment Day's getting hot. They got
She's on Raw, though.
I get it.
Yeah.
Fucking ship them over. That's the whole point of Judgment Day. They're fucking crazy, and, you know.
All right.
They find a way. Have her be a, you know, dual champion, or not dual champion, but, like, dual show champion.
Do you have Balor and Priest beat the Usos?
I think they
everybody
just do
the title.
Maybe eventually down the road, if you want it to be, you know. I think even just Rhea holding the title and continuing that Edge versus Rey. I mean, now they got Dominic too. Spoiler alert, but you know they got a lot going on right there, and I think they could get that faction going. Maybe get a little Evolution push. Get Rhea a title, tag titles with Dominic and Priest, and then Finn maybe getting a fucking title run for the first time since he tore his shoulder.
Maybe.
I don't know. Out of left field. I just thought Rhea's the only one.
Yeah.
She was supposed to like face Bianca and stuff where she got that concussion a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Whenever she first joined Judgment Day, but then that just fell off.
Also, there's rumors that Trish is trying to come back.
Well, like, and I have come back?
Yeah, like, come even part-time. She's a part-timer. Who gives a shit?
I think she's doing live events.
Yeah. Trish is trying to come back. Maybe work her into it and then have her just beat Liv's ass.
Yeah, something. I don't know, because I saw her, like, showing up at the shows in Canada and stuff, but I didn't know she was, like, wanting to, like, come back for part-time and stuff.
Yeah, I think she's doing live events.
Yeah, she was, like, working for an in-ring comeback. I just know that. So.
Okay.
Maybe have her have a short – or, like, even a short run. Like, win the title now or soonish, maybe next pay-per-view. And then, you know, send her ass to WrestleMania to boost the next star.
Right.
That'll get people in the seats. Like, holy shit, we got Roman Reigns versus this guy. And now we got Trish Stratus as champion versus something. It's like
Austin versus KO.
Austin versus KO. Rock versus Cena back in the day. You know, like, that was big. People love that shit. And – we were talking about Judgment Day a little bit. Next match, Judgment Day versus Rey and Edge. Edge came out. with the Rey Mysterio mask. I like that. Edge also hit the fucking 619 in this match. It was awesome. Look, did you guys see that?
Yeah.
That was so cool. I mean, he didn't land it very well, but
no.
For being, how old is he? 40 something years old?
Yeah, something like that.
And he's twice the size of Rey. I loved it. Edge and Rey have such good chemistry. Even like going back to fun fact, was it 2002? I think 2002
yeah,
match of the
so.
Year is Edge and Rey. Whenever they beat, was it Kurt and
it
Chris
Angle.
Benoit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Benoit and Angle, which I mean they probably
won't say
that
anymore. It was on SmackDown too.
Yeah, it was the opener. It was the opener
yeah.
of that SummerSlam. But I mean, even back from then on, like I like Edge as a heel. I really do because I think he strives as a heel. But having him and Rey going right now, I love it. This match was good. This match was really good. I liked it a lot. At the end, I mean, Edge and Rey won. Great ending to the match too, by the way. I love the, you know, anytime. And Rey's finisher just goes right into Edge is perfect. You know,
right.
The 619
oh, yeah.
right into the spear. It's like, there's nothing better. There's literally nothing better. At the end, Dominic, he turned heel. Kicked Edge right in the nuts. Right in the nuts. And then he clotheslined his own dad. Own
well,
dad.
Is it his clothesline too?
Yeah, true.
No, is it his dad?
Are we going to get the Eddie? Eddie was really
Did
my
you hear
father.
The chants on Raw the next night? He's like, Eddie's son. Eddie's son. Really? They were just chanting it right next to Rey before he walked off from Dominic. I was like, dude, how is Rey not flipping out right now?
I love it. I almost wish that there's like a title involved in this rivalry, but I don't like random factions going against each other, but for some reason this Judgment Day versus Edge and Rey shit, I mean, just right after Dominic kicks Edge in the nuts and it goes to Finn Balor and Rhea and everybody in the corner laughing their asses
oh,
off,
yeah.
That was great. I was like, that was a perfect, I think this was a perfect heel turn.
I liked it a lot. I'm not sold yet. Not like, I don't know. It's just because of how he was with Rey and everything. I want to see if this helps him out and all that stuff. On Raw, he looked good, like keeping Rey back and then like going and attacking Edge and stuff. I'm just hoping this like helps him become more of like his own version of a superstar and stuff. I'm hoping it helps him out and everything. But I'm excited to see where it goes.
Luke, how do you feel about it?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't like Judgment Day.
Oh,
I might be the only one here. I just
really,
I'm not a fan of Balor. I don't like him.
That's it. Yeah,
I don't
me
like
Chandler,
Priest.
Me and Chandler are Balor. We've been Balor guys for a while.
I just don't care for him. And like, I don't know. It's just it's cool that they have that, you know, tag team going together and all that stuff. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that like action. I like
Rhea.
Yeah,
I do too. My thing is like, it just seems like what was weird to me was why Dominic cheated to help Rey and Edge win, and then he turns on him. Why didn't he cheat to help Judgment Day win? Like, it seems like they're like 50-50 booking Judgment Day right now. They're winning one night, losing the next. It's like, how are they supposed to look like?
Yeah. Balor lost clean.
I like all of them individually.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just together, I'm just not sold on them yet. Like it feels like they don't know like what they want to do with them yet.
Also, it's very confusing in the match because there's a point where Rhea just like beats the shit out of Dominic. And I was like, if you guys knew that he was turning, why the hell would you just have her suplex slam his ass or throw him into the fucking ring, you know?
Or maybe they didn't know he was going to turn at the end there. Why they
I
were
guess,
all like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Because they did come weird. Out the next night and he joined them. But Little spoiler. We'll talk about that at the end. But I like Dominic's heel turn. I'm kind of scared about it, though.
Yeah.
Because I really don't know. Like, is this just going to culminate into Rey versus Dominic at WrestleMania? And then what's after that?
I can see them dragging it out till Mania. But then I'm scared of him being on his own. It's been like 2 years since he started on the main roster. It's just I'm still kind of worried.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he can go out on his own yet. I mean, it just doesn't seem like he has that. Like, he needs to be with somebody. I guess being a part of Judgment Day is something. But if he goes out on his own, I really think he's going to get, like, Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, this guy's a good wrestler, but the character's not there, you know.
How's his mic skills, you know, like stuff like that. You got to work on it.
And he's young, too, you know. He's still really young. But I don't know. We'll see what happens going forward. But next match, Riddle versus Rollins. The lead up to this was great. Absolutely great. The off-air segment.
Yeah.
Off-air segment, classic. Hey, Riddle.
That's good.
He's still there.
You still there?
I did like that a lot.
That was good. I like Riddle. I like Rollins a lot. This match was great. I mean, you knew it was going to be great. I like what they're doing with Riddle post-RKO Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Bros, Riddle. Because I think Riddle's another guy where it's like, he has a character and he's kind of, I don't want to compare him. Everybody compares him to RVD, but I really think RVD had a better character because RVD was, I mean, Riddle was established. He came from UFC to here. But RVD was, like, wrestling established, if you know what I'm saying. He came from ECW and was the whole damn show, you know, wrestling Sabu and these barbed wire matches and shit. And then he comes over here from UFC. I like Riddle a lot, but it just, character-wise, I want them to do something different with him, I guess. Or,
I want them to drop this gimmick.
You don't like the stoner bro one?
Why like him more now that he's like more? I enjoy it here and there and stuff. It's just him being more intense leading into this match. I enjoyed 10 times more in the last 3 years since his other gimmick. I just want him to be. I just feel like not everybody needs it, but like I feel like him being more serious helps him.
Yeah. I feel like he's like 100% of RVD's gimmick. If Rob Van Dam's gimmick was times two, that would have been Riddle. You know what I'm saying? And Rob Van Dam was like, enough of that stoner gimmick, but also, you know, a good medium of, hey, this guy beats Triple H clean. We're not really going to question it because it's like, okay, he's a fucking great wrestler.
Yeah, he'd go out there and put a match on.
You like Riddle?
And I can't say Riddle won't. I think he needs a next step where he's at.
I mean, do you think
he could hold the title one day? Honestly, I don't think he could hold the title.
Yeah, I was going to, like a major title because right now I'm in the same boat. Because I just don't see it being, like, can this guy beat Reigns? No.
No.
Or, I mean, he technically
he fought him and lost.
Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't put him over Reigns. I wouldn't put him over McIntyre. I wouldn't put him over Lashley.
Yep.
Like, I just feel like it'd be really hard unless he can get, like, a new kind of gimmick like Chandler was talking about.
Yeah. He just needs a step up. That's all it is.
Do you think he can hold a title, Chan?
Well, like a world title?
Yeah.
I don't think right now, no.
How old is he? He's like in his 30s too. Like he's
probably
young.
Like mid-30s if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is I like him and he's a great wrestler. Just next time you kick off the sandals, leave him in the crowd. You know, take that scooter and shove it up your ass. We don't want to see it anymore.
A part of me thinks that like what they're doing with him right now, putting him with Rollins and just all this stuff post RK-Bro him on his own, like makes me think they're kind of shifting him towards that next step. But we'll see, I guess. I feel like that's what they're wanting to do.
Does he need Orton back, though?
Depending on how this goes, by the time he's healed up and ready to come back, I guess we'll see. I don't know.
My idea is they're definitely – I don't know. It's 50-50 because they're Raw, right? The Monday Night. They're Raw. So in Raw, I mean, also spoiler alert, you know, the whole tag team division got destroyed on Monday night. You know, just abolished. Yeah, just put – buried. And I think the Raw tag division really needs a good tag team, but at the same time, I kind of want to see if you can do a Orton versus Riddle in WrestleMania, I think that's big for Riddle too.
I think it would be too.
Yeah. I'm torn.
Orton comes back trying to team up with him and he turns on him.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Keep him like that.
I keep doing what they're doing now. And like Riddle would definitely earn and deserve that win over Orton on a big stage like that.
And Riddle gets a clean win over Orton. It can be like, holy shit. All right. You're booking them right. You're booking them right. But the thing is, too, like, if they keep him as a tag team, I don't blame them there either because there's no
tag team to step up. Who's the champ? The Usos, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the Street Profits. And then you have the Academy or whatever they are.
Street Profits are good, but everybody wants them to break up too, so that's going to be falling apart.
Something. It's hard. We need to set up other people. I'm hoping, for me, I'm hoping they, with how they're building everything up on the side, I want them to just pair up Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and just kick the Usos' asses for the belt.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Luke.
I like that. Yeah, I think the titles need to come off the Usos, though.
They've held them for over a year, I'm pretty sure, recently.
It's hard because that Bloodline gimmick is so fucking good.
It's been going strong.
The thing is, and the thing is, too, is like NWO by this time, I'm not comparing the Bloodline to NWO. I'm just throwing this example out there. And NWO by this time was kind of falling off. This is, you know, over a year, it was kind of like post the Starrcade shit, you know, where Sting didn't wrestle for a year and then they wrestle at Starrcade and they botch the finish type shit, you know. And then NWO starts getting into the, oh, hey, you know, Scott Hall's drunk all the time. Kevin Nash is really wanting to be champion all the time. But the Bloodline, I still like them as champ. Like, I like them all. I think they're all great. We might as well just go over to Reigns versus McIntyre, which was the main event. And dang, first off, love the crowd reactions throughout the whole night. But this main event, it was great. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of the crowd in Wales?
They were good. Even at the the opener, they were chanting something to Bayley, or singing a song to her and trying to get her to react, and she did. So they were really good the whole night.
I loved hearing him go wild for McIntyre bringing his original theme back.
Yeah, they did.
They loved it. I loved it too.
Yeah, I was gonna say you liked McIntyre back in the day, didn't you?
They seemed like they were whenever he was the chosen one, it seemed like they were building him up good, and then it just it fell off.
A lot of arguments in Chandler's basement about Drew McIntyre. Before he came back to WWE, me and Chandler. Oh,
I didn't even really follow him whenever he got fired either. Like, I know he did TNA stuff everywhere else he went. But I really – now you go. I'm going to wait.
I was just going with the man.
I was just going to say I just really thought this was – I guess it was too good to be true. Like, the atmosphere, the place, everything, it felt like – the range just crossed 2 years. I felt like this was the time to pull the trigger. McIntyre can do it. He can hold it up, but it just wasn't meant to be, I guess. I'm not necessarily upset about it. It wasn't what I was expecting. But, man, I really thought they were going to give it to him.
And he was champ before, too, right?
Yeah, he's a two-time champ.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, the crowd obviously is favoring him. You know, you're in the U.K. Scott, I don't know if Scott went in the U.K. This is a stupid-ass question.
I think it was.
I just know there's a lot of people that fucking like Drew there.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a solid match for what it was supposed to be. For a main event, it was great. They both have a lot of chemistry together. I love the match. Just all this work together. Like, Reigns is not going to go out there and just be the best in the world. But for what he does, he is the best at.
And he was by himself. He didn't have the Usos. Oh, Heyman's supposedly still out. Yeah. So he was out there by himself.
Yeah.
He kicked ass up until the end where Solo came out.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by that. I'm glad they brought him up too. They're gonna have another member of the Bloodline who's legitimately family.
I feel like if you're adding more members too, like, it's just gonna get stronger. So, like, how are you gonna take this belt off?
Right.
You know? And, like, I'm gonna zag a little bit because I do like him beating Drew. Just because it really gave me, you know, back when Shawn was the champion in the 90s, his last run, I guess, of the 90s, before he fucked up his back, he beats British Bulldog at that London pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And everybody hated it. And it was great, because that's what it does. That's like the perfect heel move. Ric Flair, remember when he fought Edge in a ladder match? That was in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where Ric Flair was. And guess what? Ric Flair went through a bunch of tables and almost died. And everybody hated it. And that just made Edge the super heel. I think that does the same thing for Roman in this, where it puts him on this level of, okay, now Roman's not just hated here. He's hated fucking all the UK hates him now.
Yeah.
You know, because he took down Drew. But at the same time, if there was a time to do it, this really did feel like there was a time to take it off.
That might have been. I don't know. It was. I'm honestly. I know a lot of people are upset in this day and age, like having this long of a range scripted or not. Like, obviously, it's gone on a long time. But I'm with you on it. I'm honestly not fully, like, done with him being champ. I like it still. Him and the Usos. I'm still okay with it. I don't know why. I'm just maybe just how they're booked and like how their gimmick changed when they all came together. I'm still liking it. I'm still loving it.
Yeah.
I tune in and watch them all the time. I watch the matches. I'm just like, this is good. This is good stuff.
It is.
Compared to this, to Triple H's Reign of Terror from like 2002 to 2004, and it's like, oh my God. It's like, this is actually how you're supposed to do a 2-year reign.
Except I'm more okay with this because Roman hasn't just flopped the belt all over the place. They keep just putting it on new people. I don't know.
I also want to talk about in that match, Austin Theory came out.
Yeah.
It said that the last pay-per-view. Austin Theory comes out, tries to catch the title, but this time he got knocked out by
Tyson Fury. What the fuck's the Tyson Fury shit? I didn't understand that.
He was just out there supporting.
Yeah, he was
and
just
wasn't
out
he in
there.
Crown Jewel before?
Yeah, him and Strowman like 1v1.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. That was funny, though.
I was going to throw something about Theory in there, and I forgot, but I'm glad you brought it up, because what the hell are they going to do? Is this just going to be another, like, Otis title or Money in the Bank reign? Because I'm tired of seeing these Money in the Bank guys not actually
I think it's going to be an Edge-type Money in the Bank reign.
Yeah, like kind of
like Year's
that,
Revolution
like the Miz.
At the end of the Chamber.
Yeah. He
comes out and
he's
wins
just,
it.
Maybe he's the guy that takes it off Roman. Just Roman gets a shit beat out of him. And
I feel like they'd have to, like, have Roman get beat clean. And then have the new champion get screwed so that way they don't look weak. And then Roman doesn't look weak either. I don't think they're going to. I don't know if they could, after all these years, like have Theory just catching on Roman. That would be. I think that'd be bad.
And and like the announcers, Michael Cole's like, oh, he's going to make it a triple threat match. I'm like, why the fuck would Theory do that?
Why did he come out so early?
Yeah, it's like, why would he want it? That's not Theory. Theory wants to fucking take in every advantage he can.
Yeah.
You know? Luke, this is a perfect time. Ask your question.
Ask the question?
Ask the question.
All right. So I have a question here that I was just thinking about. So when do you break up the Roman Reigns era? So like you were saying, Chandler, Sami Zayn is with the Usos right now in the Bloodline. He joins KO, right? They beat the Usos for the titles. And then you make Roman lose the title to whoever that is at that time. And I was saying, like, it's kind of the opposite of Evolution winning all the titles, but they lose all their titles.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I also think it has to be at a big pay-per-view. And I put, like, the four big ones is, like, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. And Survivor Series is the last one of this year.
I could – if I was, like, fantasy booking it, like, just, I don't know, just out of nowhere right now, if I had to think about it, what I'd want to do – is just because, you know, they have Zayn being the honorary Ooze or honorary Bloodline member and stuff. I think they're eventually just going to beat the crap out of him.
Pick him and turn
kinda,
on him.
Yeah, they're kind of like bringing KO into it. Have them reunite because those two are just amazing together.
They are.
Have them. They're well established. Have them just come together. And, like, honestly, I could see them, like, I don't know. When would they break up? I would say they'd have to, like, get, like, Sami and KO together. Have them take the towels off the Usos.
Yep.
Whoever, I don't know, maybe like before WrestleMania, because I know they still want to do Roman versus The Rock, and before that, have him drop the belt to like have Cody come back when the Rumble or something, have him cash it in early, beat Roman for the belt, they have no titles left, and then maybe after Mania, Rock beats Roman, and that starts the downfall of like breaking them up. That's what I think they could do.
I didn't even think about Cody. What if Cody wins the title? He's champ for that, you know, a few seconds. Theory comes in.
Theory? They could do that.
I could see that happening. I really could see that happening.
Because that's a kick in the nuts to Cody, too. And that's that's like 100%. A kick in the nuts to AEW. We love it. Like, WWE loves doing jabs at former guys that went
Not
away.
Even that. Just Cody always wants to be the champion of WWE for his whole life. He gets it that one moment and loses it right away.
I feel like that helps Cody's character, too.
Yeah. I mean, like, you could just have, like, the only thing is like, if Cody comes back, it'd have to be, like, just because the biggest factor is Roman and Rock there, right? So it's like, if you're building them up for Mania, Roman, I feel like, has to drop the title. There's no good reason they leave the title in that match. So they need to put it on, like, Cody or someone. But, like, if Cody were to, like, win it before Mania somehow, and then Theory cashes in or something. I just don't buy that as one of the world title matches. Theory versus Rhodes at Mania, I don't buy that.
Yeah, that sounds. That's not a Mania match.
You actually see Reigns versus The Rock, though. Fox got that busy schedule all the time.
Well, that's I think the only older. Reason they're wanting to do it this year is because it's in Hollywood or in California. And
yeah,
I don't think the first part of this year, I think they're strongly considering it because as of right now, I don't think he has a big movie scheduled right now. So I think this might be the one and only time they can do this.
So Roman holds it all the way till then. Does he win the title, though? Because do you give it to The Rock?
I don't think you can. That's
Vince
what I'm saying.
That's why I'm saying
have Roman drop it prior to Mania because Roman's going to win no matter what. And that match does not need the belt, I don't think.
So it's like
Roman's
Cena versus The Rock, part one.
Yeah, there is no good reason Rock wins that match. I think they just do it because everybody's been wanting it for years because it's family. Roman's a heel now, yada, yada. But it would just the promos would be great. The buildup would be great. Them kicking each other's asses leading up to it would be great.
You inspired me, Chan. I like that idea. I like it a lot. But I have to go with an opposite idea just because these are all great ideas. I got an idea how to blow up the entire bloodline. All
right.
And it involves all those things where everybody loses a title. Everybody loses a title. Like you said, Usos, beat the shit out of Zayn. Zayn gets the boot, gets his buddy KO. They win the titles from the Usos. Roman's so disappointed in him, and it's just belittling the Usos nonstop. It's just like you can see the Usos getting pissed. And guess what happens? Roman's fighting somebody for the title. Roman's fighting for somebody for the title, and The Rock comes out. The Rock comes out, and The Rock just gives this huge speech to the Usos because they're all family, family, and they look up to The Rock more because The Rock's the fucking Rock. And they leave Roman, and then Rock costs Roman the title, and then you got Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania. Whoever Roman loses it to, it can be shit at this point. They might do Braun. You never know.
Because they gotta have a build up. I could see Rock definitely costing Roman the belt.
Yeah, and if you do that, like think about like the whole point of the bloodline is family. If Rock is turning and he's the reason that these guys are turning on each other, that's gonna separate them all, right? Like that's except Heyman. Yeah. Heyman will be the only one that stays with Roman.
Right.
And then everybody wins. Everybody wins. Bob bloodline
Silico
gets
or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Solo Sico.
He just gets the boot.
I could see them bringing him up.
He could stay with the Usos.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, have him be part of the bloodline. They all fall apart, and then he obviously goes off with his brothers, either do, like, a triple tag team thing.
Yeah.
Or just have him, like, manage, walk him out to the ring every once in a while, but mostly probably six-man tag stuff.
Just do the Freebird rule or whatever the fuck it is. With the New Day.
And the Freebirds, like, obviously, but...
Yeah, it's like you have two guys that hold the title and defend it, but the other guy, they just swap them in and out. That's how you do it.
We always go to try and talk about the matches and stuff, but I feel like we always have all these ideas that we want to talk about.
I know.
They're good ideas.
They're really good ideas.
It's just fun to think about.
Yeah.
Write this down, WWE creative. I liked all those. Those are all good, and I'm fine with any of them happening. We can talk about Braun Strowman coming back. That's about it for WWE. But Braun Strowman came back, destroyed the whole Raw tag team division, as we talked about. I loved it. Braun got a huge pop. Was not expecting that because, it's 50-50 on if you like Brock or not, according to social media. But, Braun came back. He looks good, too. He looks – goddamn, that dude's a fucking workhorse. I love Braun Strowman. What do you guys think about Braun Strowman coming back? Chan, I'll start with you.
I loved all of it. He looked emotional, too, coming out. You knew he never wanted to leave that. Like, he just got let go and everything. Yeah. And he was, like, the most interesting and, like best in the ring, like, giant we've had in how long? Like, he's actually good. So good. And he's just, like, it looks like right now they're shooting him to the moon. I don't know. It depends because he's supposed to be on SmackDown. We'll see what happens. He's probably going to get in Roman's business. He might be the next contender to, like, keep him busy till, like, Mania season and stuff.
Triple H loves him too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he might be a Triple H guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has to be a Triple H guy.
Yeah.
Luke, what do you think? Strowman
I like the Braun Strowman too, coming back. He looked really good. We could see him fighting Roman here, since he's going to SmackDown, like Chandler said. I don't know how many more guys you can throw at Roman, but that's another opportunity for Braun. Good to see him back.
What do you think's his first like big storyline? Do you think he's just jumping into the bloodline?
I think he is. I could see
him coming out just like laying out the Usos.
I don't really know, like, right now, because that's the biggest thing for him to do. He's coming back swinging and everything. Like, what else do you put him in that's going to be interesting? He's just going to bulldoze everyone right now.
Roman doesn't have a challenger.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any guy that's kind of just, like, really talented that's sitting out there and not have a storyline, but...
Like, maybe Omos, but he hasn't been on TV in months, and no one's going to want to see them go head-to-head just because they're two big guys.
Yeah, they would have to do like a tag match or something. They'd throw Omos in there. I just want to see him slam Omos one time because, he's probably the only guy on the roster that can legitimately, powerbomb that dude. But
I don't know. It was exciting. I'm glad that they re-signed him. I'm happy about that.
And with that, that marks the end of part one. Make sure you guys check out part two if you want to hear more about AEW All Out and all the CM Punk drama. Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.